This is Weeping Cedars News at Night, your local evening news show on KWPN Radio, and I'm your host, Emma Barnes. I'm glad you're here with me tonight, Night Owls, since it's a blustery one out there and the wind is howling. I'm not much for waxing poetic on here, but it sure got a lonely, forlorn sound to it. And I'm happy to know that you're just on the other side of these radio waves, and that we're not alone in here. Tonight, we've got some night notes and a mix of both bad and good news, which, with the way we've been going the last few months, I'm going to say is a win. We'll do all of that before we take some calls, so let's get to our night notes. Our first note is from NickBear14. He says, I had a question about your story on Monday about the decrease in reports of public drunkenness in town. Is that due to an actual decline in people taking it too far? Or are we just too distracted by other things to care that much right now? That's a really good question, Nick. I'm not sure if I can answer that, of course, but it is an interesting way of looking at the problem. If I know people, they don't tend to cut back on the drinking when things get dicey. So the idea that somehow we've gotten more temperate does seem unlikely. So maybe you're right. Maybe we've just got too much on our minds these days to worry about it. Our next note is from Jesse Cartwright, who asks if we still get free gifts from local businesses like we used to when we did Stump Emma. Boy, do I wish, Jesse. But no, really, I'm going to let you in on a secret, just between you and me. When we used to do Stump Emma, I made out as if I got all the gift certificates and free lessons that people didn't win. The truth is actually that one of two things would happen. Either the company wouldn't issue any kind of prize since no one won anything, or if they had already handed something over, we'd just offer it again in a week or two. So sadly, or maybe it's for the best, I never got any free stuff. As a reporter, it's important to my job that I don't take free gifts from businesses and people that I might have to report on one day. So I'm glad you asked so we could clear that up. Okay, two good questions and nothing strange. That seems like a victory for the night notes section. Let's jump off this perch and wing our way to the news roost. Start off our news with an update on last night's news story that broke just before we went on air. Around 9:30 p.m. yesterday evening, a badly disfigured body was found floating in the Akandasit. Little was known about this person except that they were assumed to be a Caucasian male. The Sheriff's Department today released a statement confirming that the victim is a white male and that their best guess at the moment is that he was in his late 20s to early 50s. The sheriff further revealed that the man appears to have been attacked by one or more wild animals before ending up in the river. The victim's identity has still not been confirmed, and the coroner's report is expected to take more time than usual, given the extensive nature of the man's injuries. Mayor Mulberg, Sheriff Tomaselli, and other officials each got on social media, as well as KWPN, making appearances on Driving In with Keith and Tim and Morning News from Around the World to appeal to Weeping Cedars citizens to exercise extreme caution when going out into the woods at the moment. Mayor Mulberg went on record saying, with the disappearance of four high school seniors and the death of the Menendez family, as well as the attack on the Denton children recently, elevated care is called for at the present. With that warning in mind, we turn to our second piece of news. Earlier today, the Green Hills Society posted the results of its semi-impromptu scavenger hunt. The Benevolent Society reported that over 100 people took part over the weekend in what it is calling a search and socialize event. Donations were given by those who were involved, and all proceeds are going to support the continued rescue efforts to find Katie Breyer, Carly Elcott, Jack Rohr, and Taylor Zimmerman, who were last seen on August 25th. While no traces of the missing high school students were found, members of the community were able to lighten the mood of their search by taking pictures near town monuments like Shepherd's Rock, the Witch's Tree, and the Fleischman House, as well as a few spots out in the forest, including a particularly huge oak tree and a few standing rocks with etchings on them. While some people have expressed concern over the GHS presenting a search for missing students as a pastime, recently elected GHS head Ryo Abe said that any efforts that will get people out and looking shouldn't be judged harshly, just because people are also enjoying themselves and learning about their town's history at the same time as trying to help. In the same general vein, it seems that the vigil that was held over the weekend at the Burnt Acre Monument was so successful that a second vigil has been announced for this coming Saturday night. Community leaders have posted announcements online and tagged several leaders in town, including KWPN's account, to gather as many people as possible to come out for the second vigil. Now, I'll say, Night Owls, that I'm not at all against vigils like this. But I do wonder, how do you determine the success of something like that? I guess, now that I think about it, I haven't had to report on any murders since the weekend. So, maybe it worked. On the other hand, I still feel kind of weird going to the Burnt Acre, so I guess don't expect to see me there with a candle. And finally, it seems like after a lull in their participation after the deaths of Bob and Margaret Dreyer, the GHS is really back in full swing, as they also announced today that after a few weeks of backdoor dealing, they will be funding and overseeing the recasting of the Town Hall Bell. The bell, which was originally cast in Boston in the early 19th century, was originally privately owned and served as a town-wide alarm in the years before the Civil War. It was donated to Weeping Cedars in 1862 and survived town hall fires, though it was damaged in 1893 when the building it was hanging in burned down. The bell has been on display in our current town hall lobby for the past century, and the GHS is now going to guide it through the repair process so that it can once more be set in the town hall steeple and rung on occasions of joy and sorrow. Well, I have to say, Night Owls, that this is the kind of stuff I'm looking for. Not, of course, the man who was attacked by animals. That's horrible. And please be very careful if you're going outside of town limits, especially at night. No, I mean the news from the Green Hill Society. It's so reassuring to see our town benevolent society back at its good work. They're getting people up and doing public service, and they're working on restoring parts of our town history. I can't say enough how happy I am with how Miss Abe is handling their programs. We could all learn something about good citizenship by following her lead. Okay, let's pop over to see who our sponsor is tonight. This episode of News at Night is brought to you by the fine folks over at Phil and Main, Weeping Cedar's premier spot for drinks and casual dining downtown. With more than 20 different beers on tap, an extensive list of cocktails and wines, and a rotating seasonal menu, the Shepherd is prowling and devouring. Right now, you can come in and try our pumpkin sriracha wings and a pumpkin ale to wash it down. And we have a great spiced barbecue dipping sauce for the kids' chicken fingers platter. So come on over to Phil and Main. Our name is where we're at. Okay, here we are toward the end of the show and ready to take some more of your phone calls. The boards are flashing, and Amory doesn't have an evil smile on his face, so I think we're good to go. So, our first one is from Ben. Hi, Ben. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, that was fast. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Ben.
So, I was wondering about whether or not we should get some hunters together, you know? Try to deal with some of the wild animals that have been making trouble. You know, sort of the same way we've been getting the search parties together to look for the missing people. Now, I know a few guys who've been into the shop and stocking up so they can be on the lookout. But, you know, I feel like we'll end up getting someone mistaken for something and shot if things aren't organized. so I'm wondering what people think. I work over at Turner's, by the way, so if folks want to get a discussion going.
Yeah, interesting. Thanks. I appreciate the thought. I certainly think it's much better if we get things organized instead of people running around with guns shooting at anything that moves. And obviously, Turner's is a good place for people to start having this discussion. Can they call you there to talk to you, Ben?
Oh, yeah, I'm there 5 days a week in the afternoon. If not, they can leave a message and, I don't know, maybe we'll form a Facebook group or something. Anyway, I just figured someone should say something about it before we have another accident.
Great. Thanks for calling in. Okay, let's get on to our next caller. Hello, you're on the air with Weeping Cedars News at Night.
Hello?
Hello? You're on Weeping Cedars News at Night. Go ahead.
Hello, are you there?
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess we're gonna have to...
No! No, please don't hang up. Emma, it's Dana.
Dana? Dana Glenford?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm going in and out. I need to...
Dana, are you okay? You probably shouldn't be talking on the phone.
No, I need to tell you. I did it wrong. Emma, I did it wrong, and people, they need to go. They need to get out. They had me do it wrong.
What are you talking about, Dana? Is there a doctor there? You should probably...
No one's here. I'm alone. But they told me to do it wrong. I read it wrong. More than just... I was just so angry. Emma, you've got to tell them to get out. If they're gone, she can't reach.
Dana? Dana, are you there? Dana, can you hear me? Emery, can you call the hospital? Get someone to Dana's room. Hurry. Folks, I don't know. I'm not sorry we took her call. She seems distressed, and I guess, full disclosure, we knew each other in school and for a little while after. Anyway, Dana, if you're listening, just let the doctors take care of you. If you need to talk more, I'll be in touch. Okay. Emery is on the phone with the hospital, and I think everything should be okay. But I think that's where we'll leave things for now. Next up on KWPN is... Right, Tyson's Oral Theater. He's running some old horror audio series in honor of the season. So I guess if you want to be frightened before bed, stick around. We'll be back tomorrow night to keep you updated on local weather, news, and the talk around town. Until then, this has been Emma Barnes for KWPN News at Night. Keep your eyes open and your head on a swivel, night owls.
This episode of Weeping Cedars stars Elise Mark as Emma Barnes, Derek Faraji as Ben, and Shannon Spangler as Dana Glenford. Our music this week was Somebody Loves Me by Sophie Braslow and Hattie Starr, Moonlight Sonata by the Bellini Ensemble Unique, Do Wackadoo by the Varsity 8, and 4 o'clock Blues by the original Memphis 5. Weeping Cedars is written, produced, directed, and edited by Joshua Wise. You can find us at allportsopen.com/weepingcedars.